Right. Hey, well, happy Sunday. You know, it is another Sunday, and we hope that you are all doing well out there in the world of wrestling fandom. Now, you know, for some of our white listeners, we understand that maybe your brother or your uncle or a cousin or maybe even your pops got himself jammed up for being a fucking dumbass out there a few days ago. But we don't want to deter you from still listening to us, because we get it. Emotions run high, and sometimes when your guy don't win, you want to fuck shit up. But y'all fuck with the wrong ones, you know what I'm saying? You just can't be coming storming up to the Capitol because your mans and them ain't get his seat, you know, didn't get his job renewed, didn't get a new contract. You dig what I'm saying? You know, I mean, hey, we black, so we can't identify. You know what I'm saying? When we be out in the streets, people be dying. You know what I'm saying? When we out in the streets, a terrible injustice has happened, and it's on film, and everybody caught it. You know, y'all just don't like how government work. You know what I'm saying? You need to go back to social studies, you need to go back to world history, you need to go back to your government class and get shit in order. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to do with that. It's time to talk about wrestling, and talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world. So without further ado, it is time for the first Black Champ podcast. And I'm Cam from the Port.
And I'm JR Bang. Matter of fact, before we get into the rate, like, subscribe, downloads, don't be thinking about Storm in Stamford, Connecticut.
Please don't.
Yeah,
we're going to put y'all in your proper perspective today.
Yeah,
I don't know how this wrestling shit works.
But we're going to break it down for you like nobody else can. But I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download to the Barber's Chair Digital, home of First Black Champ Podcast. Make sure you follow us on IG at fbc.pod. Make sure you get the merch. I got my merch today. I got my sweat, so my sweat's coming. So make sure you go ahead and get that merch. If you are following us on IG, go ahead and click the link in the bio where you can subscribe to us, even on YouTube at the What Digital. You got that right there. But also, you can click that link. Go ahead and get that merch. Cop that and support the brand. Support First Black Champ.
Yeah. Y'all gonna start seeing us in merch probably like every week. But because it's only right. It's only right. You know, how y'all gonna support if we don't support ourselves? You get it?
Exactly.
So that's what we about. I cannot wait to evolve the monetary side of the First Black Champ podcast. We got some cool, super cool stuff coming y'all way, man.
Yeah.
Get ready, man. I'm excited. It's 2021. I know. I'm about to turn 40 in less than 5 months. Well, about 5 months and 5 days. But I'm excited. I'm excited about all of it. I'm excited to get old on you niggas. I'm excited that my goatee grew in because I caught the coronavirus.
You're not old, fam. We still young OGs.
That's true.
We still young OGs.
And a lot of you niggas are 27 and 26, look way older than me. So
there you go.
So there's that. I'll be forever young for that reason alone. So. Well, let's talk this wrestling shit, man. You know, that's just what it is. Let's do that. Where would you like to start, sir? I caught up on everything I definitely needed to see. I only have one thing that I'm kind of pissed about. And I mean, if we want to get that out the way, we can.
Let's lighthearted a little bit. Because it would be wrong for us as Landon starts doing his thing behind me. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Man? I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing a lot right now. But
he was having a hardcore match back there.
So that's part of my conversation today too. I saw something this week that I was just like, you know what, this is dope. So kind of it doesn't matter if he's in the background today because representation matters.
Yes,
and that's one of the big things about one of the things personally that I continue to see. And I saw again this week, but Snoop Dogg. AEW, man. I have no qualms about what I saw. All right. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, Snoop Dogg and AEW went viral this week because Snoop Dogg got himself involved in a match with Cody Rhodes. I don't know who he was wrestling. It was a Mexican guy with a mask, is all I know. If he was Mexican, I don't know.
Right.
But Cody Rhodes got some help from the SNOOPDOGG. All right. Mm-hmm. Snoop got up on the top rope and kind of did a splash. He fell on his feet. He fell on his feet, you know what I'm saying, before he did the full splash. But not only did that video go viral, but memes were created with this. You know, you had people that took Snoop Dogg and put him in different places, in different moments, in different matches. Some of my favorites was putting him in Hell in a Cell matches. They superimposed them doing splashes, like the Macho Man elbow splash, swimming pools, and all of that. But AEW definitely did get their viral moment. So when you saw that, though, you know, we know how we love Snoop. Matter of fact, Snoop was also in the news these last couple of weeks because his issue with Eminem being soft as hell. And I know I had put it in the Some Dude group because our Some Dude group, our Some Dude pod co-host, Mike B, loves Eminem. If you say anything about Eminem, he has questions. And I had put it up in there, yo, Snoop Dogg, Eminem don't want none of Snoop Dogg now because he's doing splashes. And I know Eminem has been involved with wrestling a little bit because he had the he did the thing with John Cena, and well, he didn't, but you know, his song was in Legacy, was in the John Cena Bray Wyatt first encounter. I think it's more than that, too. His music has been involved with the Square Circle, he hasn't, you know. But when you saw Snoop do the splash, what was your first thought?
Okay, my first thought was, damn, this AEW, he about to die. but then when he like 67% did it, I was like, damn, Snoop, a 50-year-old hip-hop pioneer, icon, and legend, just executed a move the first time better than some of the AEW talent I've seen execute their top rope moves for the first time. So off top, I'm like, what did Snoop listen to that y'all did?
So you saying that Snoop's splash was better than Evan Bourne's or, you know, Matt Seidel's fuck up?
Hell yeah. Hey, look, listen, for the guy that don't do this, that's also 50, that had his jacket on, which looked to be like 3X.
Yeah, he's still wearing 3X. He's still wearing oversized clothes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, granted, hey, listen, I wouldn't expect him shades of Eddie Guerrero when he got to the top. But, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, for like, if you do this, like, if you've been training and practicing and preparing for this life moment and you fuck up and Snoop don't, you should feel away.
Yeah.
You should feel away. So I ain't gonna lie. Listen, celebrities at the top rope, because we don't see it often anyway, but even when it's happening in WWE, I'm like, okay, this is about to be some lighthearted shit. This is fun. But like, I literally was like, hey, yo, Snoop might die because the regular dudes be about to die. And then when he was like move him or whatever, I'm like, oh wait, hold on, like, is he calling for like do he know he too far away off top?
He knew.
so even with that, look, even his ring awareness, like even Snoop's ring awareness is better than some of the guys in AEW for his first, you know, time off the top rope. I'm happy to see him execute it. Look, man, Snoop has, he's the holder of the worst clothesline ever in WWE.
And the worst clothesline in hip-hop, but keep going.
Yes, and the worst clothesline in hip-hop, and clothesline in hip-hop also. I don't know, what about P. Miller?
It's Snoop. It's Snoop.
Okay, all right.
I didn't see P. Miller in enough locations to count.
That's true. That was like, hey, yo, we only want to put this out for you, so just like,
do me your favor.
Just regroup. Nobody gave Snoop that same heads up. So he is the holder of the worst clothesline in WWE. However, he is not the holder of the worst off the top room move in AEW. He's not even in the bottom five.
That's Matt Seidel. Matt Seidel got the worst over the top moment, off the top moment. He almost died. I was still worried that rest of that match. I was like, damn, he gonna continue wrestling?
Right. Right. It's a lot to think about when that shit happens.
Sure.
Right. So the only thing Snoop could possibly be is like the bottom three. And I ain't gonna lie, since it actually took place on a top rope, my man from I almost called him the Varsity Club and being super disrespectful. I'm not trying to be bogus. Like, what's my man in the ball had to do to come up with the microphone? That tried to do some John Morrison ass shit, but he landed like in the same spot. Like he couldn't even get the flip over.
Oh, I can't remember the name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes. So he's number two. He's number one. Like Snoop is already third.
Buddy name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes. So yeah, and no disrespect to you, sir. I just was drawing the blank because this is all kind of random, right? but Snoop is above both of y'all though, so he can never be the worst off the top move in AEW history. Don't even try him. Don't even play my mans like that.
Yeah, but I mean, shouts out to them for getting their viral moment. More eyes on them.
Yes, absolutely.
As I talked about and said multiple times before, I really don't care about what people be talking about as far as ratings go. Yeah. I will say, you know, this is time two shows in a row that I've given AEW some love because for those who don't know, Snoop and Cody Rhodes is involved with a show on TBS or TNT. So that's how that relationship came. And I do know, I would not be shocked or surprised if Vince McMahon don't fell away. No, because...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Sasha Banks is his cousin. Snoop has had a long relationship with the WWE, and now you're pinned on AEW television.
No, not even that. Ain't Snoop a Hall of Famer?
Mm-mm.
So Snoop got in the Celebrity Hall of Fame wing? Like 3 years ago?
Is he?
I want to say 2016 or 17, I swore Snoop was in the Celebrity Wing Hall of Fame.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the first musician to get in the WWE Hall of Fame. My bad.
Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, so no, Vince feeling the way, super valid. But, yeah. I mean, he'll never say shit to Snoop. He'll get the shit slapped out of him. So that's what it is.
Yes, he would. Like, yes, he would.
Hey, yo, so Snoop is a 50-year-old hip-hop pioneering crip, so he ain't going to do shit. Like, you're not going to do a motherfucking thing, man. Fall back, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
So hey, nephew. That. Hey, nephew. Right. I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it regardless.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Don't get nobody clapping. Right.
And if Sasha lose her belt, because of this, you already know what it is.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Put the socks hat on.
Right, it's gonna be one of those. You know what I'm saying? That's real West Coast gangster shit. Even though that's some Chicago shit forever, but it's also West Coast gangster shit.
Right. All right, man. Let's go ahead and really get started with the bulk of the show. It's been a lot of stuff that went on this week. Starting with WWE, Legends Night was last Monday. We had talked about that. We had some thoughts and all of that. But Keith Lee, we knew Keith Lee wasn't beating Drew McIntyre. We knew it.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Yeah, we just wanted it to be a dope showing and a good match, and it was. Mm-hmm. Very hard-hitting match, too. So they started off the year right. Yeah. Until the end of the match.
Yeah.
And it was definitely unexpected because this person was arguing with another champ and then comes out on Raw to argue with Drew McIntyre. And that person is WWE Hall of Famer and multiple-time world champion Goldberg.
Yeah.
Now, there's some parts I missed.
Okay.
But it's one thing that I will say is that, you know, Goldberg was talking about respect. And I might have gotten some clarity as far as this promo goes by Dave Meltzer. And I'm going to find that in a second. But Goldberg was talking about how he felt that Drew McIntyre was disrespecting the Legends.
Right. Ironic, isn't it?
Right, yeah. And I was confused because... if it's anybody who prides himself on respect, it's Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. And if there's anybody that's gotten more for respecting less in the world of professional wrestling, it's fucking Goldberg. Like, man, talk about role reversal here. Why not just have him beat somebody for a random title and have Drew McIntyre come out? It would make more sense.
So I was confused because I had woke up and watched the Keith Lee match. I woke up right on time and I was like, all right, cool, we good. That's what I want. But then, you know, he comes out, he starts talking about that he's disrespecting legends. And from there, he challenged Drew McIntyre to a match. And Drew McIntyre says something that I laughed at. Not gonna lie, I thought it was funny. It was hilarious. You know, he said that, hey, fighting you is like fighting my dad.
He was right.
Right.
Because Goldberg could have really had Drew McIntyre at 21.
Yeah. Now, before I toss it to you, I'm going to read what Dave Meltzer said.
Okay.
So first of all, this match was, they decided on this match reportedly 2 days before Legends Night.
Really?
So they decided on this one Saturday. But also, and this is something that we talked about last week. Hey, y'all gonna start paying attention to us.
Believe it.
Because we talked about this last week for both shows. Mm. Dave also reported that the WWE doesn't think anybody else is ready to face McIntyre at the Royal Rumble, so they settled on Goldberg.
Yo, first black champ told y'all first. Last year on the low, I'm not so low actually. No, we said that was like
we said it outwardly. We've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, and we said it last Sunday.
Yeah, like, that's look, a segment.
Right, that's a segment. Like, look, you look at the roster on both; it's bare as far as how to put this together. Now,
right.
Another thing to that was Drew McIntyre didn't know the promo before they got together.
Okay.
They didn't know it. They switched the matches. So apparently Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy was supposed to be the last match, and then McIntyre was supposed to cut a promo in the ring regarding the Legends. The switch of the match combined with Raw running late meant Goldberg had entered the ring without Drew McIntyre having a chance to set up his promo. So maybe before that, Drew McIntyre was supposed to say something a little bit off. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it makes sense because Raw did go off abruptly because he got pushed and then and Drew McIntyre falls, and then Rolf goes off.
Okay. So on YouTube, they got him getting the push. He gets up, puts his forehead. He do like the white boy headbutt thing, and then that goes off.
But what was supposed to happen is that he was supposed to get the Goldberg was supposed to get the Glasgow kiss.
Okay. Right. I dig it. I'm with that.
So it's layers to this. It's led to this. Was Drew McIntyre supposed to kind of cut a heel promo?
I hope so. Because, you know, new year, new me shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he survived Randy Orton. He survived Randy Orton, who killed Monday Night Raw, by the way. That was really Monday Night RKO. Like, that shit. The promos he cut all night, phenomenal.
He's been killing, literally.
Yeah. Hey, respect to the black champ, man. But when he told Mark Henry to pedal his ass on out of here, I fell the fuck out. He said, yo, he was like, I remember what you did, but you know what? I'll give you a pass. Just pedal your ass out of here right now.
Oh, hey, and you know what? That is much respect to Mark Henry, who got his first championship against Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, yep.
Clean as hell. I know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just go ahead, because right now, I fuck you up.
Right now.
He's like, you ain't got shit coming today. But, you know. But circling back to Drew McIntyre, though, I hope he was. Because you know what? And you know what? Based on the run that he had last year, which was all built off of him basically defending legends and respecting legends and wanting to be a legend, it is only right that as he enters 2021 as the two-time WWE champ, that he starts feeling like he is better than the legends, and especially a lot of the legends that he was kind of protecting or needing the assist from all of 2020.
Yeah. So now that we off that, like, now that we know that the direction that they're going is Goldberg, Drew McIntyre at the Rumble, what are your thoughts?
I mean, my thoughts are confirmed that the First Black Champ podcast also told you that the championship matches of the Royal Rumble don't fucking matter. Yeah. Like, they don't fucking matter. I'm glad they're not using this for WrestleMania or SummerSlam. You know what I'm saying? That I'm happy about that. But, yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? But this is just more proof. This is proof and confirmation that the major title matches at the Royal Rumble do not matter. It is all about who is going to face the champion at WrestleMania. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that, because I think as far as like specialty matches, I personally still believe that the Royal Rumble is one of the top three or top five greatest matches of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I've never, like, there hasn't been a bad Royal Rumble. We may not like the winner, but there's never been a bad Royal Rumble match. So with that said, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Let Goldberg. I don't know why it's always fucking Goldberg, but whatever.
I got you. I got you on that.
Okay. Let's go. I'll stop myself short. Go ahead.
First of all, I know somebody's going to listen to this pod. Somebody's going to see us talking, and they're going to say, well, what about The Rock defeating, like, what about The Rock defeating CM Punk? Or what about Goldberg defeating Kevin Owens? Because I think those were Royal Rumble matches. Mm-hmm. Those were to set up. Those was transitional moments.
Right, exactly.
So the moment wasn't the title match. The moment was just putting the belt on them to get ready for.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it was.
And let's for example, John Cena Edge Royal Rumble match. Edge wasn't going to WrestleMania as the champ.
Right.
So let's just take the belt off of him at the Rumble.
Right.
But Bob Holly wasn't going to be Brock Lesnar. Give a fuck if he broke your neck.
Right. It's never gonna happen, bro. It's
not gonna happen. So it was a means to an end. The Royal Rumble is the Royal Rumble essentially is the transitional pay-per-view.
Yes.
It's the transitional. If there were ever like transitional champion, that's what Royal Rumble is. It's the reset, yeah. It's transition. Mm-hmm. So when insert wrestler here wins the Royal Rumble, it starts his ascension to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, I mean, and to piggyback off of your point as you continue, because like literally the Royal Rumble match is to define the number one contender for the year to end the current season, because the restart is WrestleMania.
Right. And to breed unpredictability. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. It's to breed unpredictability. So I forgot real quick, that quick. So what was your question? I had to get that joint up.
I don't know why it's Goldberg that's getting these opportunities to like beat all the champions or wrestle even.
So let's look at the legends here. Mm-hmm. Big Show don't matter no more.
Nope. And he was beat for the second WrestleMania match.
Right. Triple H is a suit.
Yeah.
The Rock is in Hollywood.
Yeah.
CM Punk ain't coming back.
Mm-mm. Paul.
Sting wanted it, but we don't trust your health.
Yeah.
Who else can it be?
You know, you're right.
Yes, yeah, that's all it is. It's who else can it be?
I mean, okay, so yeah, I was this first Black Champ podcast, but I'm just really trying to. I'm basically trying to keep it into all of, you know, the MVPs of the merger slash the cornerstones of the WWF and E, right? And help and educate me if I don't know. Why not Booker T?
They don't respect Booker T like that. And I'm about to tell you who don't respect. And I'm glad that you asked this question. Because I actually threw this, I think I threw this on Twitter. And I know I threw this in the group.
Mm-hmm.
White people, fam, they love them some Goldberg.
Yeah.
They love them some Goldberg. He still carries that respect. The audience carries that respect for that man. Mm-hmm. And his respect overrides anybody else that we are going to name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is as simple as that.
I dig it.
Book, yeah, it very well could be Booker T.
Yeah,
it very well could be Booker T.
Because as I sit and look at legends and the shape that they are in, I don't think anybody's in greater shape than Booker T.
Yeah, yeah, it very well could be Booker T. Mm-hmm. But the audience don't respect Booker T enough.
Right.
I dig to it. Move the needle.
Yeah, yeah.
That needs to be moved.
Right. Like a couple of random pay-per-view and maybe even app buys increase because somebody knows that Goldberg is going to wrestle.
Right, yeah. Oh, you so. Goddamn right. It's, oh, okay, we're back. Okay, let's get it. Dun, 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 dun. We know he can't. We saw what he did with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
We saw that shit. We saw what Braun Strowman did to him.
Right.
But all he could do is spear.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't even think he can give the jackhammer to a smaller wrestler.
At this point, he might struggle with Ali. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it's something about Buddy that is going to move the needle. And and I know somebody's going to say, well, y'all just said that, no, this is a transitional pay-per-view. And it is.
Right.
It is. But you still need somebody to move that needle. Now,
Right. Here's
the other funny thing that I read this week. Mm. Can't remember what site it was. I'm going to find it. But the original plan and just using this as an example of transitions, as we, matter of fact, I'm going to save it.
Okay.
Because I thought this was interesting as far as the people's complaint about making new stars and going back to this, but we're complaining about what happened, right?
Mm.
But yeah, it's just, and the other part is some of these wrestlers are dead. Some are too big and some of them are dead. Like, but yeah. This could have been Batista.
Yeah.
To keep it a buck.
I think
one of the names that I would have rather see than Goldberg is Batista.
Self-included. And I'm not a big fan of either one of them past their primes.
Right. But Batista has showed himself a lot better any situations than Goldberg. Like that match with him and Triple H, I had no expectation.
Right.
That match ended up good.
Yeah. No, it was. It was. No bullshit.
Yeah, it was like, yo, and he was like, yo, I'm out. Like, I would rather see Batista in this, but Batista's probably busy and he's probably like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
And they about the same age.
Yeah, and if not wildly enough, if not, Batista older than Goldberg.
Yeah, he's either the same age or older.
Yeah, which is wild. But like, yeah. But he's like an X-Men now or some shit like that. Like
he's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I knew it was something that wasn't quite human or quite mutant.
Yeah, but it's a couple of people that I personally would rather see. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, as we've seen in the Capitol, the whites gonna get their way.
Hey, right, yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? With too few casualties, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is.
And that way ain't gonna be Booker T. That way is not gonna be Mark Henry. That way is not gonna be some of these other legends that we can name, but some of these other ones are old or they just bodies just broken down.
Yeah.
No, so and yes, well, why don't you put a new person there? Yes and no.
Yeah, no, because, but not for the go ahead.
For the Royal Rumble against Drew McIntyre. But who would that new person be? Because for us, I'm on record as saying that Keith Lee is your Royal Rumble winner.
Mm-hmm.
You, I believe, got Bobby Lashley, correct?
You've given me a good reason to say that, but no, I actually got AJ Styles still.
Oh, yeah, he was AJ Styles. He was AJ Styles. So it very well could be Bobby Lashley, but we don't know of the plans that they have for Bobby Lashley. Because right. I have a change in my rankings.
Okay.
The change in my rankings is Bobby Lashley is the Royal Rumble winner.
Okay. So Bobby Lashley won, Keith Lee two.
Yes, that's their one and two.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But we don't know the plans that they have with certain people. Mm-hmm. And we've all talked about how NXT is going through another rebirth when it comes to their wrestlers.
Mm.
So, what, we're going to give a title shot to Elias?
Right. Unfortunately. And unfortunately, as you back to your phrase of the show, that don't move the needle right now.
No, I would have rather it been who I've been thinking it was going to be for the last couple of weeks, and that's Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, and that's where the confusion lies for me. Like everybody talking new people, no, but we've just educated you on this show that the Royal Rumble is not about the champions; it's about the number one contender for the champion. So, with that said, that's why you don't insert somebody new into this title hunt because, unless they're really, I guess, fucking up. Like, unless there's some behind-the-scenes shit like Randy Orton's first title run, you are not going to see a new person, get that title shot, win it, and then face the winner of the Royal Rumble because it's not built for that. It's just honestly not built for that. We know that Elimination Chamber, when it was a pay-per-view and then when it's part of Fastlane, it's still the just great moment for somebody if you can take advantage of it. But other than that, it's about the champ being like, yeah, well, you might have won the Royal Rumble and beat 29 motherfuckers. Well, I just beat 5 motherfuckers in the cage. So let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like that's literally what it is. So you kill the momentum of the number one contender if you have like, I mean, shit, to your point, Elias beating Drew McIntyre for the fucking WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble before the Royal Rumble starts. Like, come on.
And I throw out another name that you can say, but you can't put it on the – you can't put it for the Royal Rumble. It's John Cena.
Word.
You can't put John – but you can't put John Cena and Drew McIntyre for the Rumble.
Yeah, no.
Matter of fact, you put John Cena in the Royal Rumble – he wins the Royal Rumble. Yeah. Now, let me rewind this. Mm-hmm. Because if this happened, first Black Chap credit.
Hey, Bean, yes.
You put John Cena in the Rumble, you put him as number 30, he wins the Royal Rumble, and he goes up against Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, and he defeats Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what another title reign for John Cena means.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you do. You don't do that for the Royal Rumble.
Right, yeah, no.
And that's where the issue comes with the legend part. But I am interested to see where this goes. Mainly because of what you said. Number one contender means more to me with this than anything else. And would it shock me if Goldberg were to win? Nah, it wouldn't shock me. And why it wouldn't shock me? Because it gives Drew McIntyre, whoever wins the Royal Rumble, right? So let's say, for instance, it is Bobby Lashley, right? And we know he's going to WrestleMania, and we know Bobby Lashley goes, because I'm going to throw out a couple other names, too, that ain't been mentioned. But say, for instance, Brock Lesnar wins the Royal Rumble. We know his history between Drew McIntyre and Goldberg.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he'd be like, hey, I'm picking the Raw winner no matter what.
Right. Off top.
Y'all figure this shit out at Fastlane. But I want the Raw champion. They have the Elimination Chamber. And he comes in after they've beaten everybody. He comes in and he fucks both of them up. And there's no winner. There's no winner. Even the Miz tries to come in and tries to cash in his money in the bank, and he fucks the Miz up. Or the Miz say, nah, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Which sets up a three-boy dance at WrestleMania, which is Drew McIntyre, Goldberg, and Brock Lesnar for the world championship. Look, I'm throwing out options that's possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Based off of what we're seeing right here, I'm throwing out options that's possible. And if these shits happen, I want my credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, and answer your, even going back to your John Cena point, that legitimizes Drew McIntyre's WrestleMania resume. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why I'm still leaning on AJ Styles is because I do think that Miz and AJ Styles at WrestleMania will be a match. I just don't know how big they're trying to make it.
Right. And it wouldn't shock me if it was for the Money in the Bank, too. Moving on. Before we move on, I just want to say this. You people that are mad at Goldberg returning can't be mad at Sting returning.
True. That is a fact.
Sting is older. His body is more broken down compared to what we've seen him last. Like, we thought it was a health issue, fam.
Right. Word.
And he's at AEW, and y'all cheered that shit. Oh my God, it's Sting. Oh my God, it's Sting. Yay.
Right.
But then you flip when Goldberg pops up. No, fam. If you're mad at one, you gotta be mad at the other.
KTSE, man.
So keep that same energy.
Believe it. Especially, and you know what? And let me go into these wrestling marks for a minute, man.
Let's go. Talk your shit.
How are y'all not mad at Goldberg when, again, this is the guy, like, it's documentaries, it's interviews, it's the look on his face. He don't give a fuck about wrestling. He give a fuck about the check. And y'all praise him and not Sting, or vice versa. Like, that don't make no fucking sense. As much as y'all all about y'all legends, and as much as y'all about the history and what you remember and nostalgia purposes, you don't even have enough memories of Goldberg to care like that.
Man.
Like, you literally don't. So this is all beyond me. I'm going to stick to the script. I am now done getting overly upset when Goldberg returns and gets opportunities because, hey, look, Bang just clarified it for y'all earlier in the show. He is the only active, inactive Hall of Famer that can move the needle. So, and unfortunately, Brock Lesnar has become too dominant every time he comes back in his mid-40s. So you definitely expect somebody to really lose.
Like, so if Like, as soon as Brock Lesnar comes in, you expect him to win.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yo, hey, all bets were off when he entered himself into the Money in the Bank.
Right, he's like, ah.
I was like, oh, you can do that? I was like, fam, somebody should have tweeted Zack Ryder a long time ago.
Yeah, man, you can't get mad at it, man. They're not exclusive, G. If you mad at one, you got to be mad at the other. I don't care how new AEW is. I don't care about none of that, fam. Like, they both old. But the other thing about that is nostalgia. In wrestling, we love nostalgia, but I blame it on the whites, fam. A lot of stuff is going to be blamed on the whites today. We've already started with the U.S. Capitol, now we're starting with wrestling. Like, look, I would love for it to be Booker T. I was hoping Booker T, that year that Booker T, that Harlem Heat went into the Royal Rumble and it was rumblings that they was going to go up against the Revival. I was like, shit, let's get it.
Right. Yeah, because real wrestling fans should want to see that.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. But the most shocking thing that happened in the wrestling this week happened on Friday. And I'm just gonna, before I start this, I'm just going to employ wrestling fans to start really paying attention to words, because Roman Reigns told you what it was the first segment of the night.
Yeah,
you might not have want to believe it, or you might not have been listening, because I didn't want to believe it until what ended up happening in the middle of the show happened. So we're going to start off at the beginning of the show, beginning of SmackDown. Yeah. Roman Reigns, Jay, and Paul Heyman walk up to the ring, and they call Adam Pearce down, and they're pretty upset at Adam Pearce. They're upset at Adam Pearce because he gave his homie, his friend, Kevin Owens, a second chance at a title. And according to Roman Reigns, I pick my opponents. Pause. He picked Jey Uso. He picked when he wanted to run in a championship match just to get said title. He picked his cousin twice. He picked Kevin Owens the first time.
Yeah.
Second time, he was done.
He was like, yo, and I beat your ass. You're done.
Wanted to move on. But Kevin went to his friend, and his friend said, I'm going to look out for you.
Yeah, that's disrespect.
Yes, that's disrespect to the champ. And he expressed that disrespect, and he was about to fuck up him. But Paul Heyman whispered something to his ear. And he smiled. He said, you know what? You know what? Don't even worry about it, man. Dun, 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 dun. Right then and there, I knew some fuckery was about to take place. I just didn't believe it was going to happen the way that it happened, because listen to the show, the last 2 weeks, Camp's prediction was Dominic was going to bump Roman Reigns.
That's disrespect. Disrespect.
So when that didn't happen, I was like, nah, I don't think they're about to pull the trigger. But we continue on. Later in the show, Paul Heyman said, hey, man, I know you ain't wrestled in a while. I'm paraphrasing all this, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It's been about 6 years, hasn't it? Yeah, people ain't really seen Adam Pearce wrestle.
You know what I'm
saying? So this is what we did for you. This is what Roman did for you, man. He put you in the gauntlet match. Oh, shit. This ain't happening, but we gonna... And then they gave you the order. Adam Pearce is last. Oh, shit. Rey Mysterio is second.
Yeah.
So we know he ain't winning.
Right. I was like, okay. I was like, dang it. But when he got past the first round so quick, I'm like, okay. So they're going to start making the case here. But ain't gonna front though. I did not expect Shinsuke to Shinsuke.
So I'm glad that you said that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you said that. Because if it was anybody that was going to do that, it was going to be Shinsuke. Because where he came in at, it was going to be Shinsuke. Mm. We knew it wasn't going to be Baron Corbin.
Right. True.
Especially after he beat the shit out of Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Because of what Daniel Bryan came in, we knew it wasn't going to be him.
Right. The first entrant in the Royal Rumble? Nah.
So, that happens in Shinsuke's. And we love Shinsuke. And I got something to say about something that I saw in the group, too. And I'm going to give shouts to Jay Washington.
Okay.
That in a little bit. Adam Pearce comes down reluctantly in some joggers and an official WWE jacket.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, fam. Nah, like, bro.
Like, I don't even do this no more like that. Like, what you saying?
And then Jay and Roman comes in there and they beat the shit out of Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw Adam Pearce in the ring. He's like, look, right. What are y'all doing, fam? No. And then he gets super kicked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yo, that's how people need to fall when Jey Uso kick him in the face.
Yes.
Like, straight up.
Fall like that.
You know what I'm saying?
And then they move him on Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Right.
To Adam Pearce, ladies and gentlemen, has earned a world title shot against Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. And proving two things that Roman Reigns has said not only earlier in the night, but in the whole fourth quarter of wrestling. I make the matches. I make the stars. I'm beating your ass in this all up. What don't y'all get? Like, damn. Like, it's He-Man Reigns, the master of the universe. And that's the bottom fucking line. Like, look, I wouldn't mad at all.
I wouldn't either. I was just like, I said, oh, shit. Hey, because here's my shock in this. He said for the other guys, look, man, I'm going to give you a payday, basically. This is the Isle of Relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your ass beat. You're going to get this payday. You're going to feed your family and doing you a favor.
Man.
But Adam Pearce, on the other hand, though, I'm whooping your ass.
Right. It's because, hey, yo, you really think you run shit here. Right, no, really fam, you don't.
You're not the authority figure. Because, and after SmackDown, I really had to just sit down and think.
Mm-hmm.
They've been positioning Adam Pearce as the authority figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without saying he's the authority figure.
Yeah.
Even Sonya Deville come up to him.
Yeah, I love her suit, by the way. That shit was hard.
It's like, so even when Sonya Deville comes back, and now she's with him,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
They gave us the hints all along.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Adam Pearce has been positioned to be the authority figure, but what has Roman Reigns been saying since SummerSlam? Hey, this is my show. It was like, I make the rules here. Like, oh, he was like, no, nobody's in control of me. I do what the fuck I want. Y'all on my show.
I am the tribal chief.
Yeah.
This is my tribe. Nigga, right. What are we talking about here? Why is you making matches for me?
Right. And then, hey, and even calling back to his promo earlier, the only other name he dropped was Vince McMahon. Oh, you calling Vince McMahon stupid? Because he put me in charge. Basically, he was like, yo, he put me here. What the fuck you mean? So he's stupid? He's stupid for putting me out here? That's what you mean? Oh, I'm stupid.
Oh. So basically, it's me and Vince.
Yo, I get it. Like, yo, this is great storytelling. He's like, hey, but like, yo, you know what? You know how we ended 2020? No, we're not doing that. Don't think that it's somebody that like work here that tells me what to do. No, we're gonna cut that shit off right now. We're gonna cut that shit in January. So that you know, don't nobody tell me what the fuck to do.
Right, that's it. So my Rhea and I read, matter of fact, let me go to the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go.
This is when we directly, and we don't do this often.
No, we do
but
not.
When we do it, we do it. I'm gonna go to the first Black Champ podcast group.
Yes, make sure you like or follow.
Yeah, make sure you like or follow. And we really, especially for the reason that's going on right now. We definitely want you to be more vocal in the group. Talk your shit in the group. Give your thoughts.
Absolutely. It's welcome. It's honestly welcome.
It's welcome.
Because it helps to round out the content here that we create for you all. And also, hopefully, it helps you with the conversation about wrestling and other circles that you're in. Because, you know, you might be the most knowledgeable in the circle that you're in. So we want to make sure that you're not giving out false information.
So I'm gonna go to Ricky Brown here.
All right.
I'm gonna go to Ricky Brown.
Ricky Brown. That sounds like a wrestler. Downtown Ricky Brown.
Downtown Ricky Brown. So downtown Ricky Brown. He says this about Shinsuke, and this is why I'm gonna shout out Jay Washington too. He's a wrestler. He's in those circles also.
Yes.
If Scorpio Sky, if he kicks it with Scorpio Sky and don't invite him to the pod one more time, we're gonna fight him. But anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely fighting. We can definitely beat you up, even though you wrestle.
Yes. after SmackDown, 4 minutes after SmackDown, 10:04, he goes, Shinsuke should quit after tonight. Whoever hates that man in the upper room is a petty piece of shit. Dude had a hell of a face turn in that match. Now he's about to get eliminated early in the Rumble. They've been killing his career since 2017, losing to Mahal in matches that he carried. Couldn't beat Styles, tagged with Cesaro. The company's due RVD, which I have no issue with that. They've been the tag team champs too. And now this. Go back to Japan, win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship at the next Wrestle Kingdom. The WWE doesn't deserve you, bro. And I'm also going to shout out to Ronnie Matthews. Patrick Brown, congratulations on the baby, and Will in the suit, who like this.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to shout out Chris D. Jefferson, too.
Okay.
Said, LOL, if you wanted, well, Will said facts. Chris says, LOL, he wanted to leave. If he wanted to leave, he could leave. Now, let's see what his goals first. Ricky says, after the night, he should want to. The only person's momentum to get sniped as bad as his is his own tag team partner. Time and time again, I respect the two. There's no excuse for either one of them shouldn't have been a world champion then. Chris says, I hear you, but I'm going to wait and watch the storytelling here instead of overreact. Good job.
There you go. All right, Chris.
He says, I'm not overreacting. I'm just looking at it like, damn, is this a swerve setup? Is this a swerve that they made that made it to television? This is for Seth Rollins setup? I don't think Nakamura gets anything out of this, but you're right. Let's see where this goes. I'm not optimistic, but we'll see. Pause. This ain't for Nakamura. This ain't.
Well, listen.
It's not.
The entire moment, the gauntlet moment, was not. But what I want to say real quick to that gentleman is, one, when's the last time you've seen Shinsuke Nakamura? And two, tell me the guy who has the great performance during the gauntlet, what happens to him?
And don't bring up Kofi. Darius Bryant says, I thought Cam's prediction of Ray versus Roman was going to happen around first. We all did.
Yeah, no joke. Because I was like, oh, wow. I was like, yo, they're not doing this the way I thought. But are they doing this?
Right. Patrick, yeah, shit was trash how they did him. Okay. Now, I put in something that I think people don't know. But I'm going to get to that later. Ryan says, fuck shit. Jay Washington comes in with the common sense, especially if you listen to Shinsuke Nakamura himself. Mm. He legit doesn't care. He has less wear and tear on his body, making millions, and gets to surf. He does not care at all, and I know this for a personal fact. Mm. Shinsuke Nakamura has been on record in saying he's happy. He's good.
Okay.
Now, look, if you look, and let me just say this. If you watched Wrestle Kingdom last week, which they don't miss. Mm. They've never missed with Wrestle Kingdom. Mm. And Kota Ibushi versus Jay White. If it's true he's not signing this contract and he's coming to the WWE or AEW, wherever he comes to in America, is going to be very happy that they got them some Jay White. Jay White is a somebody. I forgot who it was. CM Punk said that there's no superstars. Mm-hmm. And I think by that he meant transcending wrestling. And I don't think Roman Reigns transcend wrestling. I don't think Daniel Bryan. I think he's right. I think The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H were the last people that transcended wrestling.
Yeah, John Cena. That's John Cena.
Yeah, and I'm not even using John Cena in this because to me, they're after him.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'm thinking about Roman Reigns and them. No, now John Cena is the last wrestler to transcend wrestling.
Yes.
I apologize for that. With that being said, I think Jay White has that capability.
Mm, okay.
Because it's charisma outside of it. Mm. If he wants to. See, the key here is if I want to.
Mm-hmm. Got the Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shinsuke can be what he wants to be if he wanted to. He doesn't want to. You watch Wrestle Kingdom, that shit is hard on the body.
Yeah.
Japan?
Yeah.
Stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff, I'm good here working this American shit.
Right.
Getting the money that I'm making, and I'm not getting hurt like I would be over there. You go, Kota Ibushi, two nights in a row, had two hard-ass matches.
Mm. He's cold, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's cold as hell. Wish he would have stayed.
Yeah.
In the WWE. But nah, that matches, fam. You watch them shits, them two nights, and be like, God damn, y'all like that shit?
Right. And then they don't really like that crowd is, you know, very reserved until like the match is over.
It's like they're watching a Broadway play.
Yeah, like they don't want to cheer just to avoid maybe watching somebody get kicked in the chest super hard and have their sternum fractured.
Right.
In the process.
Shit, man, that they put wear and tear on their bodies more than you can believe.
Word.
And you want him to go back over there, just say, I'm the IWGP world champ? No, I'm straight.
Right. And my man's, hey, look, the fact that you think that he should leave the WWE to be a champ somewhere else, like, you still haven't said how that's going to benefit either what you saw or what's supposed to happen in 2021. Right. So Vince is never going to listen to you. Like, damn.
The other part of it is that we talked about moving the needle. Mm-hmm. And it's not about moving the needle one night.
Yeah.
It's about moving the needle long term.
Yes.
Sorry, fam. Cesaro don't move the needle long term as being the champ.
Yeah, Cesaro don't move the needle for a book, basically.
Yeah,
I gotta understand that. You gotta move it for a book.
Talk your shit.
You know what I'm saying? The book is a quarter, so that means they're like 3, 6, 9, 12. So look, if they don't think that he can move from January to March or from April to June, or from July to September, or then October to December, then like, no, you're not getting our major title. You're not doing
it. That don't mean he can't be no champion, because both of them are multiple card, mid-card and tag team champions.
Yes, absolutely. It means that, hey, you know what? We want to salute wrestling, and you are a wrestler. So look, you can hold this down, but no, you're not getting your John Cena push. You're not getting the Seth Rollins push. You're not getting the Roman Reigns or the CM Punk, or you look like that's not happening for you because you're not that.
The greatest scientific wrestlers don't always win the title. Mm-hmm. It's more that comes with that. Yeah. Now, with that being said, I know y'all gonna shit on all of this and say, but he's wrestling Adam fucking Pierce. But we told you why he's wrestling Adam Pierce. Right. This match ain't about Adam Pierce.
No.
This match is about Roman Reigns believing that he can do what the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah.
This is why, mid-show, I am changing my Royal Rumble pick back to Keith Lee.
Okay. Let's go. Because
I can do what the fuck I want to do on my show.
Hey, there it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm Jey Uso. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you do what you want. Hey, look, I'm just here.
Yeah, here's the other part about that. That's the storyline. The storyline is I do what the fuck I want. So I'm going to beat up Adam Pearce because this is what Adam Pearce did to me.
Yeah.
But here's what y'all don't know about Adam Pearce, ladies and gentlemen. He's a 5-time NWA world champ. He carried the NWA at a time when the NWA was dead. Also, he was one of the better wrestlers in the history of ROH.
Yeah.
Kent, where do a lot of these wrestlers that you see come from in the WWE?
Sure. NWA or ROH?
I remember when we were living in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I remember looking up the NWA. Because I was randomly like, damn, what the fuck? Like that's something else.
Yeah, because we was like, yo, this shit's still on. that was my direct call. I was like, yo, this shit's still on. I didn't know that.
And Adam Pearce was a part of that.
Yeah.
Cause I remember going through and I'm seeing like the NWA mid-states and all, like, who the fuck is the NWA champ though?
Right.
I start seeing Buddy Knight. Mm-hmm. And I also remember I think it was 2006 where he was in ROH and he had some dope feuds. I remember when he got signed to the WWE in 2013. Okay. I think it was 2013. And people were shocked that he was signed and he was going to be a producer.
Mm.
He's 42 years old today, like now.
Mm.
Who's also in their early 40s? AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Some others too.
Yeah, shit. Randy Orton.
No. So he, in 2013, was very capable of bringing Scrap Daddy to the WWE. But he was like, nah, I'm good. Producer, wear and tear, ladies and gentlemen, on them bodies. I'm good. I'm straight. Nigel McGuinness. What did Nigel McGuinness do? Hey, I'm straight. Right. Body breaking down on me. I'm good.
Right. Yo, what y'all gonna learn real quick is that everybody don't want to be decrepit at 50.
Right. Everybody don't want to be that at 50. But here's the thing. What I'm saying is he's a very capable wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Pearce could have very well been a multiple-time world champion or intercontinental champion or tag team champion in the WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could have been Chris Hero.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Right.
Because a lot of people you love today came into the WWE in 2012, 2013.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you think that this match is just going to be a squash? No, it's going to be a match that we're going to like afterwards. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to give you a match that I believe that was similar that we was like, oh, get the fuck out of here. And it turned out to be a dope-ass match. Mm. And people legit got mad when this old fuck didn't win the title. When The Miz went against Jerry the King Lawler on the first night of Raw a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Marks thought Jerry the King Lawler was going to win the belt.
Yeah, which is wild.
Towards the end of the night. Like, oh, shit. This match is better than I expected. That might be The Miz's greatest match ever.
Super facts, because Jerry the King Lawler proved how great his wrestling IQ is in that match. And I was like, ah, that's some real King of Memphis shit. Like, he really got people believing that he gonna beat The Miz, somebody that's like 20, probably even 25 years his junior, for this title. For this title. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, look, Adam Pearce is a 5-time NWA world champion. He's held titles in Britain, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, we love. Like, if you are a wrestling lover and you like independent wrestling, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is a wrestling brand that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is one of those people who made their way through the independents and ended up like some of those people who end up being stars.
Yeah.
Done work with CM Punk, done work with Colt Cabana. He has made his way through this wrestling world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, like, the fact what we have to understand after that, though, is that like going from his ROH run in 2006, where he wrestled everybody we love right now, and then going into that run after that into NWA and winning all of the NWA championships, the 5 championships that he won and everything, and being what he's been on the independent side. What we have to understand is that we can hate a storyline. Mm-hmm. We can hate it. I'm not saying that we can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to let it play out.
Sure.
But not only that, you got to pay attention to the details. It's like if wrestling is like a soap opera, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't cut to the part of the storyline where Adam Chandler and Erica Kane is fucking.
Right, yeah.
You don't just like, are they fucking? No. How did they get there?
Right, exactly.
What's the key detail? Mm-hmm. And the key details was in our face the whole from the first promo.
Good.
So now let's just see how it plays out. Because here's the other part about this too. I saw this and I'm gonna see if I can find this. Because I saw this and I was like, oh, I like this storyline better than what we almost got.
Okay, let's go.
So apparently, the original storyline was, and it makes sense after hearing what I heard. And I know you're going to hear this, Camp, and you're going to be like, oh, shit. I'm glad that this didn't happen. So, the original idea was going to lead to the debut of a new WWE star. One person that we've talked about here many times that we're not really a fan of.
Mm.
So according to Dave Meltzer, Kevin Owens was supposed to have a friend. And he was supposed to debut as one of his closest friends.
Mm.
Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens was like, ah, don't make no sense. Yeah. It doesn't make no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a storyline where this person was supposed to help. They were going to do a tag match on Friday, and that's how this person was going to debut. That person is Damian Priest.
Oh, I'm glad that's happened.
Damian Priest was supposed to save Kevin Owens from all of this bullshit.
Now, I want to say this real quick before you continue. Y'all want to talk about storylines and burying and shit like that? What you do when you do that, you bury the storyline that Roman Reigns has already laid out here, but you also kill the core character of NXT WWE Kevin Owens. How the fuck he got a friend? And it ain't Sami Zayn. Like, dog, again, details and letting shit play out. That don't make no fucking sense. That makes no fucking sense. And out of all the people that the Canadian would be friends with, it would be Damian Priest. You'd be better off bringing Christian out there.
But that was almost happened, which means that very well your main event for Royal Rumble could have been Damian Priest versus Roman Reigns.
Boo! Hey, if y'all think y'all would rather see that than Adam Pearce, you're fucking up with life. No bullshit.
Somebody that we've seen on WWE television as being the authority figure. And basically, this is a fight for being an authority figure, so to speak. Because when Roman Reigns beats Adam Pearce's ass, Adam Pearce is going to do whatever the fuck Roman Reigns wants him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so, like, look, you do what you want to do on Raw, but fam, you know what it is over here.
So when Keith Lee wins the Royal Rumble, who do you think is going to try to keep that from happening? Adam Pearce through Roman Reigns. But Vince is going to be like, rules is rules.
Yeah.
Or Stephanie, rules is rules. Or Shane, rules is rules. Or Triple H, rules is rules. It's Keith Lee versus you, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But. Because
the McMahon family is the only people in his way.
Yeah. But, and we know the history between Roman Reigns and the McMahon family.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep your title, fam, because we got this Elimination Chamber. You're going to be going up against Seth Rollins, Big E, Rey Mysterio, Constable Corbin. He's going to win that.
Yeah.
And it's going to set up Keith Lee versus Roman Reigns. Hey, see,
no worries, guys. They're going to throw Shinsuke in there for you, too. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to throw shit. Matter of fact, my bad. No. Matter of fact, my bad. I apologize. It's not even going to be an Elimination Chamber match with Roman Reigns in it. It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Shinsuke Nakamura at Fastlane.
There you go, guys. There you go. All right, you cool? Everything cool now? Yeah.
Good,
y'all? You think he's going to beat him right before Mania? Huh?
Yeah, we're good now? We're good? We're good? Now, this might just be our predictions, but y'all good?
Right.
We're good? Y'all positive? Because it's a limit. Whatever they name it, Elimination Chamber, with Elimination Chamber, Shinsuke, Fastlane, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Roman Reigns will lock arms at a pay per view in 2021 before WrestleMania. Y'all happy?
There you go. You know what I'm saying? And Shinsuke's gonna face Jey Uso next Friday on SmackDown. I hope you guys are ready for that.
I'm gonna get him.
All right.
I'm gonna get him.
You know what I'm
matter of fact, Shinsuke will be one of the last four men in the 2021 Royal Rumble. Y'all happy?
There we go.
We're happy. But we've talked about the Adam Pearce thing. What was your thoughts in seeing Adam Pearce?
Oh, you know what? I mean, again, what? The first promo was all I needed, really. You know, the first promo was all I needed. And then it really clicked to me that Roman Reigns, and credit to him for doing this as a heel, was telling two stories at the same time, and they're both making sense. I mean, hell, the first shirt outside of Wreck Everyone and Leave was show up and win. And he literally said, when you're me, all you got to do is show up and win. like we've seen him come out in the middle of matches. We've seen him sign contracts before matches begin. We've seen Adam Pearce also be like, hey, yo, Paul, like, what's up? Is Roman Reigns going to do this tonight? They're like, what's going down? Like, we've seen that. Like, he was like, oh, it seems like I'm not in control of him. Like, it seems like the WWE officials, like, why can't I make this shit happen for y'all? Like, what's happening? And you know, for a little while, Roman Reigns ignored that.
Oh, I got to pause. Because mm-hmm. here's something to add to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do know when Adam Pearce really started getting that authority power? When The Fiend and Braun Strowman went up against Roman Reigns in the triple threat match, and Vince McMahon told him, Adam Pearce, that he had to get all of them to sign the contracts.
Right. So basically, so to add another layer to this, if they want to call back to it in a way, Roman Reigns could be like, I saved your job. You didn't have this triple threat match that Vince wanted ready. I made that happen for you. And you're telling me what to do? No, that's not how this fucking works. This is my island. This is my show. You don't call the shots here. So, fast forwarding. So again, after Night of Champions or Clash of the Champions, whatever they call the Champions pay-per-view now, right? He immediately got on SmackDown and was like, Jake, you wanted the title shot? Okay, bet I'll give you another title shot. Like, that's all, okay, fine. That's fine. You can have that. Hey, but you know what? But you got matches too. I'm giving you your matches, not Adam Pearce, dude. Like, cuz, no, you come to me when you want things to happen on SmackDown. Bruh, he's been telling y'all the story. All the time. Look, the rest of the card, yeah, Adam Pearce is like, you know, he's doing his little 1-2 on that. But the whole story the whole time is, Roman Reigns is back. Roman Reigns is the champion. Roman Reigns does what the fuck he wants. Like, yo, you can do whatever you want around me until I decide it's not okay. When did it not become okay? The Kevin Owens rematch. Like, yo, find out who's disrespect. Right.
Did too much.
Right. It's like, hey, yo, hey, fam, hey, real quick, hey, you doing way too much. What you mean? Hey, you booking matches for me. That ain't never how this shit go. Never how this shit go, bro. So you know what? That's disrespect. You don't tell the champ what to do. You don't tell the tribal chief what to fucking do. So, you know, we're going to set it up to where you are a legit contender. And we're going to set up this gauntlet match. Keep in mind, look, Adam Pearce didn't make the gauntlet match. He didn't make the match. Paul and He-Man Reigns did, okay? That's who made the match.
I'm going to give you competitors.
Right. And he said, you know what? I want you to rest up, stretch, get yourself ready. We're just going to put you on last. I don't care who makes it at the end. We're going to assure that you earn your opportunity on the Isle of Relevancy. And then I'm going to beat your ass. Like, yo, what don't y'all get, bro? This is great storytelling. This is great storytelling. And Adam Pearce is not Earl Hebner. He's not Tim White. He's not Joey Morella. Rest in peace. He's not, you know what I'm saying? He's not Eric Bischoff. Like, no. Listen, I get it. I get that maybe y'all don't know who people are. But, hey, he can really make a good 7 minutes out of this. But it's not for the champ to be tested. It's his island. He runs the island. He is the tribal chief. That is the storyline, guys. What was the new shit towards the end of 2020? That's the stat. Like, that's the tweet. Like, that's it. Hey, Roman Reigns, a.k.a. He-Man Reigns, is the master of the universe, and he runs shit. That's the stat.
And I wouldn't even be surprised if these couple of weeks before the 31st for the Royal Rumble that Roman Reigns puts Adam Pearce in matches with jobbers.
Yeah. We're like, yo, go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, man. Warm up. Man, I want you to warm up for this. I want you to warm up for this ass whooping, man. I got you fighting somebody from NXT, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you a match, bro. Cause you haven't wrestled since what, 2013? Oh nah. Gotta get you. Hey, we gotta get you ready, fam. And I know you wanna get ready. So hey Adam, you're gonna go up against some random nigga.
Right.
From NXT. Some black dude that got like that has creator player gear. Like, yo, right, have you wrestled him? All right, next week. So I want the people to see what you can do. I want the people to see that you are a champion outside of the WWE. Mm-hmm. I want the people to know that you earned this match with me. I want the people to know that you earned. And what he essentially means by earn is you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Earned your ass whooping. So I'm going to show the people that you earned your ass whooping. So that's why you're going to wrestle, Tommy Gunn.
Right.
Back then.
Yo.
Show the people you got to wrestle and move. Show the people you got to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to be afraid of that finisher. Oh, man.
And this is great storytelling.
Yes.
This is amazing. This is amazing. They answered all of y'all questions, complaints, and gripes with Roman Reigns.
Right.
They answered it all. Like, look, you ain't got to think he's the best wrestler in the world.
Nope.
But you can't deny that this ain't the best story in wrestling, period. This is great.
Yeah, to me. And I'm not going to sit up here in front. When I saw it, I was like, oh, where are we going with this? You got every right to question. But something like this, and Roman is, and here's the other part, Roman is involved in the storyline outside of. It would not even shock me if Daniel Bryan wrote this storyline. Because I don't know if y'all know, but he's on the writing committee.
Nice.
For SmackDown.
Nice. Nice. I did not know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He's on the writing committee. He's getting himself prepared for life outside of wrestling.
Good. Good, Daniel. Good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this was a Daniel Bryan storyline that Vince approved.
Yeah. Yo, man. Hey, listen. Every champ is going to beat up somebody that they ain't supposed to beat up, bro.
Yes.
Like, it happens all the time. Remember when Triple H broke Jim Ross' arm? Like that. And what was that all about? Jim Ross, hey, I don't like the way you call in my matches. What the fuck are you? Yo, hold up. I'm the game. Fuck you mean you fuck with Stone Cold more than me? Like, hold up. No. You know what? let me get him out here then. Let me get him out here by breaking your fucking arm. How about that? you know what I'm saying? Like, go, hey, yeah. I mean, look. In the 90s, Vince McMahon wasn't a real competitor, but Bret Hart started muffing and slapping the shit out of his ass, and then Stone Cold started beating his ass, and then he was like, wait, hold the fuck up, Mr. McMahon, damn it.
Nigga slapped talking his nuts.
Yeah.
He let them off.
Like, I thought, oh, you
balls big as and now he got balls as big as grapefruits.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. Sometimes the shit gotta happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, sometimes the champ either gotta reinforce why he the champ and why can't nobody fuck with him, or you get an authority figure that rises to the occasion and is able to make some other shit happen, man.
That's it, man. I'm not gonna act like I wasn't like, oh, what's going on here? But I'm gonna ride this one out because this is very interesting, and I've been wanting to see like, I'm going to be real. I've been wanting to see Adam Pearce do his thing in the WWE ring.
Okay.
Hell, I'm still hoping that we killed Jason Jordan the first year of the podcast. I'm still hoping that he could get from underneath his neck injury.
Yeah. Real talk. Even though I hated his character, which means he was doing an amazing job. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. We want to be clear. First Black Champ podcast. Like, yeah, I didn't like Jason Jordan at all, but it's probably because he was killing that shit. Like, you know
what I'm saying? When you go look back at the matches, you're like, shit, this nigga got it for real. All right, yeah. Man. Last thing I want to get into today. We got it tweeted to us. WWE India.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah. Just like the dude on the reel. But yeah, shout to them, man. I mean, hey, look, man. Saudi Seth Rollins need a platform, you dig? Saudi Seth, baby. Let's go.
So he good in Saudi? Is he, I mean, because he's from Saudi Arabia. He good in India? I don't know how that works.
Hey, Vince going to make it good. That's Saudi Seth, baby. You already know what the vibe is.
Like Jinder Mahal, okay. You know, he could go over there and be an ambassador.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they're going to stick. See, I know the first thing motherfuckers was thinking, like, oh man, Jinder Mahal about to go over there and be the world champ. I don't think they're gonna stick Jinder Mahal over there just because he's Hindu.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
But, I don't think so, but I don't think they're gonna go to India because he's Canadian.
Yeah, there's that too.
Right, he's Canadian. Like he's born from immigrants. He's Canadian though. I believe. Canadian, so I mean, hey, you know, I think he can go over there to be, you know, ambassador.
Yeah,
but I think go ahead.
I was gonna say they did let him be the champ for like 3 books though.
They did. Yeah, but I don't think they'll be like, yo, we about to send you over to India, and you're gonna be the champ for like 4 years, like Walter and Pete Dunne. But I think it's a good opportunity to find talent. Yeah. I was expecting NXT Japan to be happening before NXT India.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that definitely makes sense.
But like, I mean, I forgot my man's name. Malcolm. They put the two black people name together. I forgot, but he had the two. I think they were Indian. I think they were Hindu. The two people that homie had brought out the NXT before the damn pandemic. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity to find talent up in these parts and then bring talent there, you know. So maybe the Saudi works in India. I don't know. But I think it's a good opportunity to grow talent in bases that you don't have. It's just really positioning WWE to be a global brand and not just, you know, a brand from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Hey, listen, man. Hey. Vince gonna put brown people together. Look for Saudi Seth Rollins to take over India next. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just gonna happen. Just like Jinder Mahal was kind of responsible for kicking off the Saudi manias. Saudi Seth Rollins is the future of India. I'm booking it right now. I ain't talked to Vince yet. You know what I'm saying? He don't be returning my emails, but it is what it is. But I will tell you though, for a fact though, off the fact that Saudi Seth ain't made it to 205 Live or NXT yet.
No, he's at 205 Live.
Oh, for real? Oh, damn, I missed that episode. My bad.
Yeah. He's been on 205 Live lately.
Really? Okay. Hey, I have not watched in 2 months.
But again, this is why I said last week NXT, they should rebrand 205 Live as an NXT B show.
I dig it. That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't think people really care about 205 Live. I think, especially since you got the NXT Cruiserweight Championship being defended on that bitch, I think just rebrand that bitch as the B show.
Yeah, I dig it. No, it makes a whole lot of sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. Much like it makes sense for Saudi Seth to do his takeover in India. I do, and you know what? And also, though, I think to your point about NXT Japan being expected, I think that's exactly why we're getting the India push, because something tells me that even if it's just Triple H just, you know, keeping his eye and his ear out to the street, like they're trying to make wrestling hot where it ain't known for being hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, does the WWE really win if they capitalize in Japan? Like, is that really a superior brand move for the WWE?
Not with New Japan. Not with New Japan over there.
Exactly. So what do they do? Hey, well, let's go to India then. Let's fuck with them over here, see what they got, because people hit like real recognize real niggas know, like all the catchphrases and all that. Like, people know wrestling in Japan. You know what I'm saying? People know one of the greatest wrestlers of all time is from Japan. You know what I'm saying? You got Jushin Thunder Liger, you got Great Muda. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to throw Masahiro Chono in there, that's cool too. But for the most part, like, there is no defining, like, flag planting moment for the WWE to, like, really do consistent or growing business, trying to grow a business in the world of wrestling in Japan specifically.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm interested to see what happened. And hell, we go from there. All right, so I gave my guarantee. I switched it up again. You know what I'm saying? It went from Bobby Lashley being your Royal Rumble winner to that. You know, one of the things I did think we predicted last week that the Street Profits was going to lose the belt. They lost it. Hopefully. I didn't see anything about Montez Ford's knee, so I think all of that was just for the, you know, for the camera. So I'm good. Yeah. I'm glad about that. But yeah, I do want to see them chase the belt, and I also want to see Jimmy Uso. I still want to see the Usos versus the Street Profits at WrestleMania. Wow. But I want to see the champs chase the championships again. So we'll see how that goes. So my guarantee is straight, is locked. It's back to Keith again, winning the Royal Rumble. What you got? Oh, before I do that, I almost forgot. Representation matters. This is the representation matters portion of this podcast. I really want to shout out Big E and Apollo Crews for having a dope match, right?
Yeah.
Because that was the only thing that kept Trey down for like 15, like whatever, however long that match was. Right. He saw two black dudes wrestling. He already got it. He already takes Trey's wrestling man and one, two, three, and all that shit. You know, he's already into the wrestling, but he stops when he sees two black wrestlers wrestling. Nice. Not just one, but two.
Mm-hmm.
He will be 2 years old April Fool's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, no joke.
Representation matters, people. He saw Apollo. I mean, he saw Apollo Crews and Big E, and stopped, sat down, watched the match.
Mm.
And again, he will be 2 on April Fool's Day. So that's just more the reason why it's important to have different faces in these different places, in good spots.
Yeah,
because, like, when I see him enjoy it, he's enjoying wrestling earlier than I was.
Mm-hmm.
He stops to watch it because he see people look like him. And he gets to calm down. So daddy gets to do some shit.
Right.
For a little bit. So I want to shout out Big E and Apollo Crews for having a dope match that included some storytelling. If you guys didn't see that match, it was a dope pin in that match. Yeah. So it was some confusion about who's going to be the champ here. Mm-hmm. And then Apollo was like, yo, restart the match. They restarted the match. Big E wins.
Yeah. And well, hey, hold on. After Apollo Crews slapped shit out of Big E.
He did.
We got to throw that in there because I like the character development of both of them right now.
Yes.
Like, we're not about to get too vanilla black wrestlers. Like, you got one that's like, hey, yo, look, you got the champ, Big E, that's like, hey, look, man, I'm trying to be a nice guy. We're trying, like, I'm trying not to be the stereotype. Hey, look, it reminded me of Romani Malco in 40-Year-Old Version. He was like, look, when Kevin Hart came in the store, he was like, hey, look, man, you know, I'm just trying to be a respectful black man in my job, but you want the nigga. So, hey, yo, nigga here now.
Right.
Nigga here now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you got that. But then you got Apollo Crews. It's like, nah, man, hold up, man. Fuck that. I know I'm better than you motherfuckers. Fuck you mean. Nah. Run this shit back. Y'all really can't fuck with me. Like, and I'm sick of y'all thinking y'all can fuck with me.
And that goes talking smack.
Yeah.
And the promo that Paul Heyman laid into Apollo Crews. Mm. Basically, hey man, you too nice. Big E basically just came in your crib, ate your food, fucked your bitch, and left. And yes, it was a long ass beep when he said that. So you can interpret it the way that you want to interpret it.
Right.
But how I interpret it, Paul Heyman told Apollo Crews, he just came up in your crib, ate your food, fucked your bitch, left with his title. Mm. And your man, don't come back to me until you got that belt.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
So it went from representative.
Oh no, I was gonna say, with shout to Paul Lee putting two black wrestlers over on Talking Smack over the same title.
That's what I'm about to say. With the representation matters thing, Paul E puts over two black men and makes them make their characters totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Apollo Crews is about to go the heel route.
Mm-hmm.
Big E is being propped up. But when Big E gets propped up, Apollo Crews is right there to take it from.
There you go.
If needed. So with some people predicting, like Boogie said, that he predicts that Big E is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
He can't win. He can't go. He's not going to go to he's not going to go to Romania as the Intercontinental Championship. This is not going to be Hogan versus Warrior.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that.
Nah.
So, hey, I'm interested to see what's next for Apollo Crews. This is the first time in a while. Well, I won't say it's the first time in a while, because I'm going to say, to me, 2020 was a great year for Apollo Crews, because we start hearing him talk.
Yeah.
We start. I saw improvements in character. And what I mean by improvements in character, parts of his character that I can identify with.
Right. Yep.
But now I see the other side of Apollo Crews. He ain't sunshine and rainbows all the time, G.
Yeah.
Even when he cheated to win against MVP a couple of times.
Right.
MVP was like, yo, I see it. Come on, just come on over. Now, when you saw that, anger in his face when that bleep happened, I am more interested in Apollo Crews after this last what 10 months than I was his first couple of years in the WWE, which makes me more excited about just black wrestlers in general, because now their characters are bouncing off of each other, not because of their skin color and not because creative has nothing else for you.
Right.
Ricky Shane's over there dealing with retribution. However that ends up, okay, that's cool. But you got Apollo Crews in his situation, Big E in his situation, the New Day in their situation, the Hurt Business in their situation, the Bianca Belair in their situation, Sasha Banks in their situation. Yeah. I'm happy.
Very.
As you Very see, happy. I got the OG Almighty shirt on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Almighty Bobby Lashley. You know
right.
It is. No. Hey.
Yes! Yes!
Hey,
I'm sending this to Roger.
Hey, that means nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just talking about the show.
Hey, you saw what I put on your Facebook status, too, when you talking about traveling?
Oh, no.
Attack Roger. I tagged Robbie.
Yeah, you know what I thought about? At first, I was like, why the fuck you tag Roger? Like that. But now, oh my God. Hey, listen to 85% of what J.R. Bang tells you, man. Listen to 85% of it, man. Don't listen to it all the time, man.
Kept game banging. He hate, he's racist against Europeans. Hey man, what is your guarantee this week?
No, we're moving right along in the show, man. Listen, I'm gonna double down. even though I do appreciate all of the elements of black excellence that can happen at the Royal Rumble, I'm still gonna pick AJ Styles because he's rolling with the biggest, blackest guy in wrestling right now. And I think that is just, it's only the beginning for whatever they're doing with both of them. If there is a person that can cleanly take the title off of Drew McIntyre and then not overly upset or overly excited us, it is AJ Styles, because it just makes sense. AJ Styles at WrestleMania is a win. AJ Styles with a title at WrestleMania is a moment. So, you know, I even though I'm kind of on the fence on if they will give The Miz that moment, I am kind of on the fence about that. But I do think AJ Styles at WrestleMania for the WWE Championship, based on where Raw is right now, makes sense. And I still do have Bobby Lashley, Money in the Bank, night of getting that title. And hey, Bobby versus AJ, not mad at that either.
Not mad at it at all. So, man, hey, man, it's been a good episode, man. We learned stuff about camp life that we knew, but we had to admit. We talked about representation and how it matters. And we implemented fans inside of the show, man. One of the things that I do want to end this off with before you close it out, Fizz, is one of the things we said for 2021 that we was going to do a lot of more stuff with you, the fans that listen to First Black Champ, the homies that listen to First Black Champ and everything, and other pods around wrestling and everything. So you check out the podcast, man, and you a fan of wrestling, you want to do a little collab episode, we down to do that, because we would love to hear more than just us talk, more than our thoughts and ideas, and bounce some things off of you, man. So go ahead and hit us up on the IG, man. Be down with doing some little cross-joint episodes and get to know some of y'all out here in this black wrestling universe that we have right here. So, man, hey, man, happy to do the first Black Champ of 2021. Big things is coming. As MVP will always say, big things popping. Little stuff stopping. Little things stopping. And that's all I got.
Hey, well, without beating the dead horse to glue, I just want to tell y'all, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast. Camp Bang. We are out. I'm not a gangbanging racist.